Last night, making big news at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, the appearance of Bill Clinton, a 40-minute speech on behalf of his wife. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to discuss how that speech went is the former president himself. We say good morning to Bill Clinton. How are you?
Well, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, well, we're doing great.
Quite an honor.
Thanks for the time.
I'd just like to say that it's an honor to be on with the users.
It's the musers.
And to talk to all the B1s.
It's P1s.
Speaking of users, how do you think the Cowboys are going to do without Randy Gregory?
Well, that's going to be tough for him.
He's wanting to talk sports
or something like that.
Yeah, it could be a long time.
Something like that, yeah. Hey, Bill, your speech, I guess, went over pretty well last night.
Oh, I thought it sucked.
Oh, why did you?
Yeah,
what was wrong with it?
I think my voice is such a distraction now. It's gotten so weak after my open heart surgery anyway. And plus, I got new teeth. That gives me old man voice.
Well, now that's a weird admission.
You know, you got new teeth.
Did you hear it, though? Did you hear him speech?
Yeah, I heard your speech. I thought it was pretty good.
Did you hear me talking about old Hillary's booty?
Not really.
Booty, really.
That story about when we met and I said, hey, girl. Turn around and let me see what you're working with. You didn't hear that part?
No, I don't think you said that part.
Hey, I know she looks like a train wreck now, but man, 50 years ago, she had it going on.
She 50 really did. Years ago?
She really did.
She did? Yeah, I've seen the pictures of her from back then, and I don't know.
See what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. That's my point.
Okay, all right. Well, to each his own, you know, but hey, Arkansas, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I guess in Arkansas.
I mean, hell, going on. I grew up in Hope. So,
yeah, I know. I've seen that place.
Much hope back in. But, anyway, yeah, I thought the speech was okay. I guess I had to rewrite about 3 or 4 times. You know, I had some lines in there I had to take out. She made me take them out.
Oh, she made you take them out. What were they about?
Well, I had a couple of Lewinsky jokes in there.
No, that would have been awful.
I believe Hillary had wise judgment then.
I think I should have left them in.
What? Well, like, do you have them there?
No, I can't repeat them because they're not presentable on radio.
But they would have been presentable at the convention.
Right, you know?
What?
Funny's funny, right?
Yeah, I guess, but not in that setting.
That's what I kept telling her, but no, it was quite a night last night. First time ever a woman's been nominated to run for president. And just think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to nod your head and bite your lower lip while you do it.
Yeah, that's the Clinton way.
The only thing that really messes it up is it's Hillary.
Well, now, you shouldn't be saying
God
that.
Almighty, could we do something a little bit better than that? If only I hadn't struck that deal with her in 98 just to quit throwing dishes and garbage at me to promise her that I'd help her be president someday, we wouldn't be in this mess right now.
Bill, is that you?
Who's that?
It's the ghost of Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
Well, isn't that unstable? Hey, President Reagan, how are you?
Well, I heard you on with the morning users and thought I would join you.
Well, that's great. It's an honor.
Hey, I thought your speech was aces.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that. Of course, no one can make a speech like you could.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm here this morning to avenge the death of Mammy.
Well, okay. That's pretty wild, man.
You know, I was really the last respectable president after what, you know, you did to the office and all.
You know, I think even I would agree with that, Mr. President. I sure would.
I have a few jokes that I wish you would have said in your speech last night.
All right, like what?
Well, like you could have gotten out there and said, what is my definition of safe sex? It's when Hillary's out of town. Or you could have said, why does Hillary want to have sex with me first thing in the morning?
Why is that?
Because she wants to be the first lady. Or you could have said, why did I quit playing the saxophone?
Why is that?
So I could play that harmonica.
God.
See, we all like a good laugh, and funny
yeah,
is funny.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Why did you kill Mommy?
Oh, Quite an accusation.
Why did you kill mommy?
Man, I had nothing to do with that.
You killed her dad in her sleep.
Oh, come on. Crazy, crazy talk right now. Hey, you guys tried Tinder?
No,
yes.
But, well, that's shocking.
Whoops, I'm going to have to get going. I had some of those Bernie Sanders baked beans.
Wow, such an honor to have you both on the show.
So long, everybody.
Thank you, users. We'll see you later.
All right, thank you, President Clinton, and thank you, President Reagan.
I can hang out for...
No.
Whoops. Yeah, if you need me to hang around for another segment, I can.
I'll tell you what, why don't you join us every Tuesday, and you can sit in with Casey Kasem, since you're both in the same place, and you can talk about the big
show. Actually, I haven't seen old Casey up here.
Uh-oh.
I think he went to AG Double Hockey Sticks.
That's bad news.